Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Amanda Grollo, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Gary.
You know, something that my daughter tries to do in a little box near her back porch is to grow herbs. And I understand you've got some really good tips for growing herbs.
I do. So that's today's topic. I want to talk to you about growing herbs in your garden. Herbs are plants used more for flavoring for both food and drinks. And with herbs, mostly the leaves are used, but some roots and seeds can be used as well. One of the most important things to think about when growing herbs is the location. If you are using them in the flower beds, plant borders, rock garden, or corner planters, those are best sites, but make sure they get adequate sun, well-drained location, and if they need, apply balanced fertilizers, but do not use excessive nitrogen. The best thing to do is water during dry periods. Generally, herbs need about an inch of water per week. As for propagation of herbs, the most common way to plant herbs is by transplant. Perennial herbs can be propagated from cuttings or divisions, and it is recommended to divide those perennials every 3 to 4 years in early spring. Herbs such as sage, winter savory, and thyme can be propagated by cuttings. Chives, lovage, and tarragon can be propagated by division of roots. And mint produces runners, so it's important to put those in a pot so they don't turn invasive. Some examples of annual herbs you will find in the garden centers are basil, borage, coriander, dill, fennel, parsley, sweet marjoram, and summer savory. Some examples of perennial herbs for here in Kansas are chives, garlic chives, peppermint, spearmint, lemon balm, lavage, oregano, rosemary, sage, tarragon, and thyme. And I think the most important thing is just have fun with your herb garden.
Are there any particular herbs that do better in this area than others? I mean, we talk about other types of vegetables and fruits that do well in this climate. What about herbs?
Well, a lot of the herbs I used on my list is from the Kansas Gardener Guide. And so that's why I pulled a lot of these, because they're recommended for the area. And a lot of times you can plant these together in pots. For example, you could put a tomato plant in with some thyme, something like that.
Do the herbs flavor, maybe that's not the right word, but flavor the other plants that are around them? Is there a possibility of that?
Not usually, but something nice about those is you can use them as pollinators. So if you want bumblebees or honeybees or something, they can transfer pollen from the tomato to another tomato, but then they can also do the herbs as well.
Well, that's really good information. I'll pass that along to my daughter.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Coming up on Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.